Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving into the world of medium firm mattresses today.
Ooh, exciting.
Right. It's the sweet spot, supposedly, for most sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
We're break it all down.
Okay.
Based on this recent article from Mattress Advisory, you can find a link in the show notes, by the way, and a discount.
A discount. Oh, nice.
Always a good thing, right? So, have you ever struggled to find a good mattress?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In fact, I'm still kind of searching, I think.
Well, today's your lucky day. Because choosing the wrong mattress can leave you with aches and pains.
Oh.
And who wants that?
No one.
Right. So a good mattress is essential for good sleep. And good sleep, well, that's essential for pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard medium firm is the way to go.
It often is.
But why is that?
Okay, so a medium firm mattress hits that balance between support and comfort. So it keeps your spine aligned.
Uh-huh.
But it's not so firm that you feel like you're sleeping on a rock.
Right, right. You don't want to be uncomfortable.
No, exactly. And what's great is that they work for a lot of different sleeping positions. Side, back, stomach, you name it.
That's awesome.
It is. Okay, so the article highlights 5 mattresses, each with its own unique selling points. Let's jump right in. First up is the Lisa Sapira Hybrid Mattress. This one's been named Best Overall.
Ooh. Sounds promising.
Right. So it's a hybrid, meaning it's got a mix of cooling foam, memory foam, and individually wrapped coils.
A mix of everything.
Exactly. So it gives you the best of all worlds. Breathability, comfort, and support. All in one.
Nice.
Plus, the article even mentioned a Reddit user who raved about this mattress. Apparently, they're sleeping like a baby now.
Oh, I love that. I love when you find those little real-world testimonials, you know?
Absolutely. Mm. Now, the Lisa Sapira Hybrid seems like a good fit for both side and back sleepers. What do you think?
I think so, yeah. It's got that balanced feel, the edge support is good, and it isolates motion really well. So if you've got a partner who tosses and turns...
You won't feel a thing. Perfect. However, the article did say heavier individuals, like over 300 pounds... might want to check out the Lisa Plus Hybrid instead.
Makes sense. You probably need a little extra support if you're heavier.
Probably.
Yeah.
And if you're a diehard stomach sleeper or prefer a super firm mattress, this one might not be the best fit.
Good to know.
It is. Okay, let's move on to the next mattress on our list. The Helix Dusk Luxe.
Okay, the Helix Dusk Luxe.
This one has been dubbed the best for back sleepers. And it's all thanks to this targeted zoned lumbar support. They've really thought about how to support different parts of the body with this
one. Wow, that's cool.
It is. And there's another Reddit user who popped up describing their sleep as like a dream.
Another happy customer.
Another one. Now, the Helix Dusk Luxe is designed for side, back, and stomach sleepers.
Really? That's pretty versatile.
It is. However, side sleepers might not get enough pressure relief with this particular model. And again, it's best for those under 300 pounds.
Right, right. I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Me too. But don't worry, if you need more support, Helix offers the Plus Lux, which is designed for, well, the plus size sleepers out there.
Okay, good to know.
So versatile, but not a universal solution.
I got it.
Okay, next up, we have the Nola Evolution 15. This one's been awarded best for side sleepers.
All right, let's hear about this one. I like sleeping on my side.
Me too. And this one might just be the ticket to dreamland. It's a hybrid mattress with some really cool features, like a plush Euro topper and soothing foams. I mean, come on.
Soothing foams. That sounds amazing.
Right. But the coolest part is that it comes in 3 different firmness levels.
Ooh, that's interesting.
You can really fine tune your comfort level, like choosing the right spice level for your food.
I like that analogy.
And of course, it's got excellent edge support, which another Reddit user raved about, by the way.
Really? No falling off the bed with this one.
No falling. Now, even though it's designed for side sleepers, back and stomach sleepers can also find their happy place with this one. They just need to choose the right firmness level.
Okay, customization is key with this one.
It is. However, if you prefer a really firm mattress or need extra weight support, this one might not be the best fit.
Got it. Makes sense.
Now, the next mattress is the Bear Elite Hybrid. This one's named Best for Back Pain.
Ooh, that's a big one. Back pain is no joke.
It's not. And this mattress might just be the answer to those aches and pains. It uses this special fabric called Cellient.
Cellient? What's that?
It's designed to be cooling, and help with recovery. It helps regulate temperature and promotes blood flow. Even reduces muscle soreness.
Wow, that's incredible. So it's like a mattress and a recovery tool all in one.
I know, right?
Right.
Crazy.
And guess what? Another Reddit user chimed in, sharing how it helped with their shoulder pain.
Amazing. It really does work.
It seems to. All right, ready for the last one?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, last but not least, we have the DLX Premier Hybrid Mattress. This one's been deemed the best for combination sleepers. You know, those people who just can't seem to stay in one position all night.
Oh yeah, I know a few people like that. Me too. And this mattress is for them. It's all about customization, with adjustable firmness levels on ECH side of the mattress.
Wait, what? So you can have one side firm and the other side soft?
You got it. Perfect for couples who have different preferences.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. No more fighting over the mattress.
Exactly. And of course, a Reddit user popped up here too, praising the supportive but not too hard feel.
They're everywhere, those Reddit users.
They are. So it's like they've cracked the code for couples with different sleep needs.
I think so.
But just like with the others, there are some things to keep in mind. The DLX Premier Hybrid might not be the best choice if you prefer a super firm or really plush mattress. And it does have a weight limit of 300 pounds per sleeper.
Okay, so not for everyone, but a great option for a lot of people.
Exactly. And if you need something different, DLX offers the Memory Max Hybrid, which is a bit firmer and supports more weight.
Great. So many options.
I know, right? It's amazing how much variety there is in mattress world these days.
Yeah, it is. So where do we go from here? I mean, how do I choose?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about in the next part of our deep dive.
Ooh, can't wait. You know, it's amazing how far mattress technology has come.
It really is.
It's not just the slab of foam anymore.
No, definitely not. But with so many choices, how do you actually choose a mattress?
Right. It can be super overwhelming.
It can. So let's break down the key things you need to think about when choosing a medium firm mattress.
Okay, let's do it.
First things first, you've got to consider your sleeping position.
Oh yeah, that's important. Side sleeper, back sleeper, stomach sleeper.
Exactly. And each position has different needs. So side sleepers, what do they need?
Pressure relief. Big time.
Pressure relief, okay.
Yeah, because when you're on your side, your shoulders and hips are taking all the pressure.
That makes sense.
So you need a mattress that conforms to your body and cushions those points.
Otherwise, you wake up feeling like you got in a fight with a wrestler.
Exactly. No one wants that. So memory foam is often a good choice for side sleepers.
Okay, memory foam, we've heard that before.
Yeah, it's good at contouring, but it can trap heat, so look for memory foam with cooling features.
Right, like gel infusions or open cell structures.
Exactly. Hybrid mattresses can also be a good option for side sleepers.
The hybrids, those are the ones with coils and foam, right?
You got it. So you get that contouring from the foam and the support from the coils.
Best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Now, what about back sleepers?
Okay, back sleepers, they need good spinal support.
Okay, spinal support.
Yeah, you don't want to sink in too much.
Right.
Especially in the lower back.
Uh-huh.
So a medium firm to firm mattress is usually the sweet spot for back sleepers.
Got it.
And keep an eye out for mattresses with zoned support.
Zoned support, what's that?
So that means different areas of the mattress have different levels of support, giving you targeted support where you need it most.
Interesting. So it's like a customized support system.
Basically, yeah. Now let's talk about stomach sleepers.
Stomach sleepers. They're out there.
They are. And they need a mattress that prevents their hips from sinking too deep.
Because that can throw your spine out of whack.
Exactly. So a firmer mattress is usually better for stomach sleepers.
Okay. Firmer for stomach sleepers.
And again, zone support can be really helpful here.
Makes sense. Now, what about those combination sleepers?
Oh, the combination sleepers.
The ones who change positions all night long.
Yeah, they need a mattress that can adapt, right?
I guess so. So what would that be?
Well, a medium firm mattress is often a good choice for combination sleepers. And hybrid mattresses are great too because of that mix of coils and foam.
Right. They offer both comfort and support.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about sleeping positions.
Yep, check that off the list.
Next up, weight. Your weight plays a big role in how a mattress feels.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the heavier you are, the firmer your mattress should be.
To give you the right support.
Exactly. And always check the weight limit of the mattress. Especially important if you're on the heavier side.
Okay, good to know. Now let's talk mattress materials. We've mentioned memory foam a few times.
We have. It's popular for a reason.
But what exactly is it?
So memory foam is known for that sinking in feeling. It conforms to your body.
Like a big hug.
Yeah, kind of. But it can trap heat. So look for memory foam with cooling features.
You've talked about that, yeah.
We have. Now, another option is latex.
Latex? What's that all about?
Latex is a natural material. It's bouncy, breathable, and sleeps cool.
Hmm. Bouncy. Interesting.
Yeah, it's more responsive than memory foam. It springs back to its shape quicker.
Ah, I see. So if you don't like that stuck feeling of memory foam, latex might be a good choice.
Exactly. And it's naturally hypoallergenic and resistant to dust mites.
A bonus.
It is. Okay, now let's talk about innerspring mattresses.
Innerspring, those are the ones with the coils, right?
Yep, the classic traditional mattress.
Right. But are they still a good option?
They can be. They're durable, supportive, and offer good airflow.
But noisy, right?
Yeah, they can be noisy and not as good at isolating motion.
So, maybe not the best choice for light sleepers or couples.
Probably not, but innerspring technology has come a long way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, modern innerspring mattresses often have individually pocketed coils, which are quieter and reduce motion transfer.
Huh, so they've upgraded the classic.
Exactly, and they often have comfort layers on top, too.
Nice.
Okay, and finally we have hybrid mattresses.
The rock stars of the mattress world.
They're pretty awesome. They combine coils for support with layers of foam or latex for comfort.
The best of both worlds.
Exactly. And they're a great option for a lot of people.
Okay, so we've covered sleeping position, weight, and mattress materials.
We have. But there's more.
More.
More. Let's talk about breathability and temperature regulation.
Oh yeah, that's a big one for me. I get hot at night.
I hear you. No one wants to wake up in a sweat puddle.
No, definitely not. So, what can we do about it?
Well, look for mattresses with breathable covers. Materials like cotton, wool, or Tensol are good choices.
Okay, breathable covers. Got it.
And some memory foam mattresses have cooling gels infused into them.
Yeah, I've heard of that. But does it actually work?
It can. It helps to dissipate heat.
So you don't feel like you're sleeping on a hot stove.
Exactly. And latex is naturally breathable, so that's a good option too.
Right, we talked about that.
We did. Okay, moving on to edge support.
Edge support.
Yeah. This is about how firm the edges of the mattress are.
Oh.
So good edge support prevents that roll-off feeling.
Yeah, when you feel like you're about to fall off the bed.
Exactly. And it increases the usable surface area of the mattress, which is great for couples or people who like to spread out.
Right, you don't want to lose any sleep real estate.
Exactly. So look for mattresses that specifically mention good edge support.
Got it. Okay, so we've talked about sleeping position, weight, materials, breathability, and edge support.
We have. We're on a roll.
We are. But I feel like there's still more to consider.
You're right, there is. Let's talk about trustworthiness and quality assurance.
Oh yeah, that's important. You want to make sure you're getting a good quality mattress.
Absolutely. So, let's talk about trial periods. They're like a test drive for your mattress.
Okay, a test drive. I like that.
Most companies offer a trial period where you can try the mattress at home.
So you can see if it's really the right fit for you?
Exactly. Yeah. And if you don't like it, you can usually return it.
No risk.
Exactly. Okay, now let's talk about warranties. Most mattresses come with a warranty that covers defects.
Okay, so if something goes wrong, you're covered.
Exactly. Look for warranties that are at least 10 years, but longer is always better.
Got it. Now, what about certifications? The article mentioned things like CertiPure US and GreenGuard.
Oh, yeah. Certification. They're like a seal of approval.
Okay, seal of approval.
They ensure that the mattress meets certain standards.
So it's not just the company saying, trust us, our mattresses are great.
Exactly. CertiPure US, for example, certifies that the foam is made without harmful chemicals.
Oh, that's good to know.
It is. And GreenGuard certifies that the mattress has low chemical emissions, which is important for indoor air quality.
Okay, so look for those certifications.
Yep, and don't forget to read customer reviews. They can give you valuable insights.
Right, see what real people are saying about their experience.
Exactly. Look for consistent themes in the reviews, both good and bad.
Don't just rely on one source.
Right. Check out reviews on multiple websites.
Okay, so trial periods, warranties, certifications, customer reviews. Anything else?
Yeah, consider the company's reputation.
Their reputation.
Yeah. Have they been around for a while? Do they have good customer service?
That's a good point. You want to buy from a company you can trust.
Exactly. And remember, price isn't always the best indicator of quality.
So do your research, compare features, and find a mattress that fits your budget and your needs.
Exactly.
This is a lot of information.
It is.
But it's all important stuff to consider when choosing a mattress.
Definitely. And we're going to wrap it all up in the next part of our deep dive.
Can't wait. Okay, so we've explored the world of medium firm mattresses, learned a ton.
We have. It's been quite the journey.
But before we go, let's quickly recap those five amazing mattresses we talked about.
Yes, let's refresh our memories.
Okay, so first up, we had the Lisa Sapira Hybrid, the best overall pick. Great for comfort, support, and keeping those nighttime movements from your partner at bay.
Right. And then there was the Helix Dusk Lux, the best for back sleepers, with its targeted lumbar support and that fancy hypoallergenic cover.
Perfect for back sleepers and allergy sufferers.
Absolutely. Then we had the Nola Evolution 15, our best for side sleepers pick, with its customizable firmness levels and that plush Eurotopper.
So luxurious. And don't forget about the Bear Elite Hybrid, the best for back pain. That Cellian fabric is pretty impressive.
It is. It's like a mattress and a recovery tool in one.
And last but not least, we talked about the DLX Premier Hybrid, the best for combination sleepers, with its customizable firmness on each side. Genius.
Seriously, that's a game changer for couples.
But remember, it's not just about the brand name. You've got to consider those key factors we talked about, like how do you sleep? What's your weight? What materials are you looking for?
Right. And don't forget breathability, edge support, all those things.
And of course, trial periods, warranties, certifications, customer reviews, all that good stuff.
Do your research. A mattress is an investment.
Absolutely. So what's the biggest takeaway here?
Well, I think it's that there is no perfect mattress for everyone. You've got to find what works for you.
So true. Trust your gut. And don't be afraid to try different options until you find that perfect sleep sanctuary.
Yeah.
And hey, don't forget to check out the Mattress Advisory article.
Yeah. Links in the show notes, along with the discount.
Yeah, discount. Always a good thing. So before we sign off, which mattress stood out to you the most? What piqued your interest? Let us know on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. Come chat with us.
All right, sleep enthusiasts. That's a wrap for today's deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
Sweet dreams, everyone.